The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Pandemic 2020, an AM 970 The Answer special report with your host, Joe Piscopo. Brought to you by Balance of Nature, helping your body heal itself.
This week, it's going to get bad.
Well, we've never had a threat like this, and the coordinated response has been, there are a number of adjectives to describe it. Impressive, I think, is one of them.
Stay on top of this fast-breaking story. What's going on with work, travel, medical, food, real estate, exercise? Get the latest breaking news right here with your host, Joe Piscopo.
Joe on the radio. Good morning. Frankie is here. Albert's here. Debbie's here. You are here. It's 5 minutes after 9 o'clock, and we appreciate you being here. We have a great, great hour for you. Don't forget, Coach Jeff Munkin. He is the head football coach at the United States Military Academy. It's Armed Forces Day tomorrow. We thought it would be appropriate, and we're very, very proud to tell you that the coach will be with us. Coach Munkin will be with us coming up, in this hour. And Michael Goodwin, too, chief political columnist for the New York Post. But we wanted to go to Sam Vassallo. Sam's a certified public accountant. He's a regular guy. He talks plain speak when you talk to Sammy, as we all know and love Sammy by his name. And any questions that you have, it's 877-970-2999, because I'm confused as ever. Where do you do? What do you do with the finances? How do you postpone everything? We're going to get into it with Sammy right now. And we welcome Sammy Vassallo back to the show. Sammy, how you doing this morning, my brother?
Good morning, Joe. But good, you know, I'm doing what we're all doing. And, you know, you have to just applaud the American people. And thank you and Al and Frank for getting the message out there.
Well, we're trying, man. And you're right. It is. I appreciate, especially in New York, you know, with the snarkiness and the attitudes, we're still doing, you know, we're dealing with it, man. And we got this. Hey, Sammy, let me start here if I can, Sam. Are they talking about pushing tax day back again?
You know, Joe, you can't listen to what somebody told you. I mean, the best thing in the world to do is always just Google the IRS site. We don't have any certainty or uncertainty on that. We actually have been gearing people towards July 5th, 15th. We were gearing people to April 15th when it was July 15th. You know, people need their taxes and their financials done, whether business or personal, for other things they're doing. If they're restructuring debt, if there's a question on their stimulus. So delaying getting it done, delaying paying is one thing, if they allow you to pay later, but getting it done, you know, it's just a tool that you need. Everything's at your fingertips. Why shouldn't your financials be?
Yeah. Hey, Sammy, you and I talked about this. Help me out. Because also, no one's got an income. Most people don't have an income right now. No income at all for a couple months, 3 months almost. And then the banks are going, don't worry about a thing. Ah, it's okay. You know, it's like, it's all right. You could postpone your payments or your other bills. All of a sudden, it's July. And it's all going to come due. And they're not going to say, you know, well, you weren't working. They don't care. They don't care. What's the best way? What's the best advice you give your clients to really get away from being slammed with all of those bills that you, quote unquote, postponed?
The best thing to do is to call the vendor. You know, if it's a bank and it's a mortgage and you've heard about, you know, 3 months delay and putting it at the back of the mortgage, or an auto, you get an email from an auto company, don't just take that. You know, get on the phone, speak with them, get the person's name, document it, because you don't want to be in a situation where, you know, what you heard or what you thought you heard is different than what they're actually putting out there. Yeah. And a lot of times they want you to confirm that. They want you to call. They want to understand your circumstances. And, you know, with Corona and unemployment and not being able to go back to work or not back to work yet, a lot of these companies are sympathetic or made to be sympathetic in this time. You know, nobody wants to come across as the angry accounts receivable person.
Yeah. Yeah. Be interesting to see. Make sure you call. Yeah. Because I'm feeling for folks, you know, like that. Hey, have you had a chance to look at this, what the House is trying to pass today? The House of Representatives. What sort of relief can folks expect from that? Did you look at that, that stimulus recovery package, Sammy?
Well, you know, Joe, I'm actually waiting for it to come out into a movie because it's so long. I think it's going to be, you know, a miniseries.
It's true. 1,000 pages or something. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Joe, there's, you know, I think everyone knows this. It's bipartisan, my comment here. There's just so much stuff in there that has nothing to do with this pandemic and jump-starting the economy and getting money back into the hardworking American people that have at all different levels, have been devastated by this. There is just so much, and I don't profess to be a soothsayer on this. I leave that to you guys. But there's just, you know, when you start reading it, you say, well, what does this have to do with it? What does this have to do with it? And you're kind of like, it's kind of like a bad introduction to a book where you put it down and say, you know, I'm it doesn't catch me. Right at the beginning, it should be how are we putting money and food and everything that the American people need. That should be at the beginning. That should be the hook. It's just too long. And I think everyone knows as it's written is never going to get through the Senate.
Yeah. Well, what options do people have if they've applied for unemployment and still have not yet received it? And then they go to the, I love when they say, and the governors are going, oh, we got this. We got the whole unemployment. And then you can't get through on those computers. I mean, and if they don't have a business representative like yourself, Sammy, that could help out, what's the best way if they've applied for unemployment, people have applied for unemployment yet still not received it? What are you thinking?
Joe, it's been very challenging because, you know, most of these great civil servants who maybe aren't coming into work or have to work from home are probably overloaded. They're probably doing, you know, twice as much as a workload because of the unemployment, all the people on unemployment. So we can't fault them, but it's just disheartening when, you know, people are still getting a paycheck, yet you can't get through to anyone. So you're forced to go online. And for a lot of the older people, they might not be, you know, as savvy being online. So hopefully they have a 12-year-old in their household who knows IT better than them and guides them. So we've been trying to help our clients. You basically have to go online. You put in the information. If you put in the right information, it actually brings up what your payroll might have been for the subcontractors and the self-employed. This is the first time they're able to get unemployment. So it's uncharted waters even for us professionals, but you have to go on there and you keep hearing that, you know, the money's going to drop on Tuesday if that's your day, and then the $600 bump is going to come, but it doesn't come right away. But we've seen that it does come and it comes retroactive. The problem is if someone needs that money today to buy food, you know, it's great that 4 weeks from now they're going to get a $2,400 bump, but they need that money now. So I just tell them, continue to go on. Eventually, they get around to you, and you get notified. They've been very good at eventually following up.
Yeah, and as of right now, Sammy Vassallo, certified public accountant. You got a question, 877-970-2999, because it's so confusing to somebody like me. But right now, Sammy, everyone should have received their stimulus checks by now, correct?
Actually, Joe, today a lot of other checks are being sent out. So people who haven't received their stimulus checks, you know, have been calling and have concerns about, you know, I didn't have a direct deposit on my tax return box checked off with the information to get a refund because I've never had a refund in the past. I've always owed money. So what happens? Your check more than likely will be mailed. You have the opportunity to go online and put the information. You know, if you don't receive a check by the middle of next week with more checks going out today, you know, then I think, you know, you either call or go online or consult your, you know, tax preparer to help you. But, you know, a bunch are going out finally today, the 15th.
They're going out. What's the most common questions your clients who are business owners are asking? My heart breaks, Sammy. And I know, you know, you and I chat. Man, people are out there. They worked their whole life to do these businesses. Now they can't even run the businesses because the government says not to run the business. What are you hearing from your clients, Sammy Vassallo?
Well, so, Joe, as you know, we have helped Most of our clients, if not all of our small business clients with the Payroll Protection Loan Program that has rolled out, ran out of money and rolled out again, and there's still money there. So it was a problem and it was a challenge doing the applications. You know, a lot of the smaller banks like Customers Bank and Empire Bank, the community banks really spectacular bang up job. The bigger banks, and we need the bigger banks. We need them for big things. You know, the Wells Fargo, the Bank of America. We have a situation now with Bank of America where they can't even go and correct something for a client of mine waiting for money because everything that they do needs to go to what they call a CARES desk. It's like a memo, and no one knows where that CARES desk is. So if one of your listeners is high up at Bank of America and could reach out to you to reach out to me, I have a small business client that just needs a little box checked or something to get their money. So here's the real challenge, Joe. Everyone has gotten their money or is getting their money from the Payroll Protection Loan Program. That money comes to them as a loan. But if they spend the money per the guidelines over the next 8 weeks or 8 weeks from when they get it, and this is still up in the air, if they use 75% of it for payroll and they have approximately the same headcount of employees that they had prior, and they use the balance of the money, 25%, for rent and utilities, at the end of the eight-week program, when that loan starts, what we call amortizing or starts to come due, it's a 24-month loan at 1%. But if you are able to support and give them sort of like an audit, a spreadsheet of the 8 weeks showing that you use this money for payroll and payroll-related expenses and rent and utilities, they will forgive that loan to you. And if you don't exhaust all of it, you exhaust 90% of it, 90% will be forgiven, 10% will be a loan at 1% over 24 months. But here's the problem. I think they had this whole idea about when you get the money and spend it 8 weeks after you get it, is that the country would have been open already. So I have clients that have restaurants, hospitality, nightclubs in Manhattan. They basically have said to me, Sam, don't even send me that schedule. I'm not going to bring people back just to pay them. I want to. But they're kind of making more on unemployment, not that we want that to happen. But I'm going to need this money when the country really opens up. So I don't want to spend this money now to do nothing when in August I'm going to need it. Or more importantly, Joe, when the kids go back to school, if they go back to school in September, when we all wake up in early October as business owners, and we then are sitting here saying, oh, we're only doing 35% of what we were doing. Right. I think that's when round three of stimulus money needs to come out
to bridge us
from, you know, 50% running a business to getting us to 100. So that's where the real challenge is spending down this money. And then, of course, we're hearing all these different things. Will they extend it and give you a different 8 weeks? Well, what if you spent the money in the first 8 weeks thinking you had to, but it would have been more beneficial to you to spend it the next 8 weeks? There is another loan program out there that's federal. It's not SBA, and that's called the Main Street Loan Program. And that's offered to small businesses with a few restrictions. And that's, you know, rolling out now where people can go and borrow more money. But once again, Joe, if you don't spend that money down and you can't certify how you spent it, that payroll protection money becomes a loan to you. So, you know, we're guiding and assisting our clients on how to spend it, how to keep track of it.
Yeah. Sammy Vassallo. Let me go to Tom in the Bronx real quick before we let Sammy go. Hey, Tom, you got a question for Mr. Vassallo?
Yes, I have a simple question. Someone's making $300 a week. They lose their job. They get a check of about $150. $600 on top is $750. You got to make someone whole. Give them the other 150 as if they never lost a job. Why 600?
Listen, don't get me started. As my father would say, and by the way, God bless my mother. God bless my mother. It's her birthday today, 93 years old.
Hey, happy birthday, Mama Vassallo. That's great.
Thank you, Joe. As my father would say, don't get me started. It's really an incentive not to go back to work. People are making more money on unemployment than they were making when they were working. That's not a fault of them. They're hardworking people. The system works. You know, if you work, pay taxes. Something like this happens, or you have a situation in your life where you need to go on unemployment or disability. You know, Social Security and Medicare and all these things are there for you if you, you know, are in the system. So to get to your answer, I mean, you know, I could understand giving someone a bump, but, you know, why a bump 3-4 times?
Yeah.
You know, why not?
Yeah.
Why not give them a bump with a little prerequisite that, you know, take an online course. So when you go back to work, you know, maybe you're entitled to more money.
Yeah.
And these are all hardworking people. And the problem is when you talk about small business, you know, there's all different levels. And, you know, a lot of these restaurants and a lot of these blue collar jobs, you know, have these people that, you know, are hardworking people that are actually receiving more money on unemployment. And they need to probably stay on unemployment because it's better for their families.
Yeah, it's amazing. It is. Hey, Sammy, before we let you go, what I have a question here from our listener, Gail, says, what is the number, the phone number to question where your stimulus check is? Where do they go? Do they go online for that if they have not received it yet?
Yeah, I mean, phone numbers are really, you know, we even see that with Amazon when you have a situation. They're not even taking calls.
So it's online all the time. Okay.
Yeah, I would go to irs.gov. I'm sure there's going to be a section that says Corona that's going to say stimulus. The same thing for the state, you know, state of New Jersey.gov, state of New York.gov, SBA.gov.
Okay. Sammy, if you're confused, by the way, and you're listening to this and it sounds like to me, because Sammy is there for you. Where can we find you, Sammy, if someone wants to reach out to you, sir?
So our website is csamvasallo.com. They're welcome to call our office number at 908-686-1600. We are operating remotely, but that voicemail automatically sends an email to one of us. And we're more than happy to help anyone we can. We don't, you know, profess to have an answer that's going to get you your check tomorrow, but hopefully we can guide you.
Yeah, then we need that desperately, Sammy. Thank you, Sammy, for joining us. Happy birthday to Mama Vassallo. That's huge news. And thank you, Sam. We appreciate your expertise always, Sam. Thanks so much, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe, and best to everybody.
Thank you, Sam Vassallo, right there. A Pandemic 2020 has been sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. Debbie Duhame's out there on the roads. Hey, we got, look at this, Coach Jeff Munkin from Army joining us momentarily, and Michael Goodwin as well. And Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening out here. First of all, 23 getting out toward Gingerbread Castle Road up in Hamburg. It looks like they're doing some bridge replacement over there. It's going to be going on till Monday, so steer clear of that if you can. Now, on the Bronx River Parkway northbound, getting up toward the spring, getting into Yonkers, they have that construction project going on to prepare for some slowdowns there. 44 Dutchess Turnpike westbound into Victory Lane, getting into Poughkeepsie, some ongoing road work. The earlier problems on 684 down through Golden's Bridge, that was just cleared out of the way. Garden State Parkway southbound on the brakes. Essex Tolls down through 145. Two lanes blocked with that ongoing project as well. And we're still seeing some delays on 18 southbound into Old Bridge Turnpike, getting into East Brunswick with an accident in the process of being cleared. Checking in on the forecast. Sunny today, high of 83. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high going up to 78 degrees. And partly cloudy on Sunday, high of 66. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 923, and telling you about Balance of Nature. You know, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. And Balance of Nature has everything in it that you need to build up your immune system. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature. What does Uncle Joe tell you every day, huh? Come on. Has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Strengthen your immune system today. This is not a clinical claim, I'm telling you. Fact is, you got to build up your immune system. No one's telling you that. We are telling you that. How do you do that? The way I do it, the way Frank does it, and Al and Debbie, we do it with Balance of Nature. And now, Balance of Nature offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Start your journey to a stronger immune system, please, and overall better health. You know you got to do it. And if you don't get a chance to get out and get the fruits and vegetables that you need to put in your body to build up your immune system, we invite you to call 800-246-8751. Simple as that. Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. Or you can start by going to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer.
Dan Proft sees bizarre things during this pandemic.
San Francisco Health Department throwing quite the rager for homeless. It is providing alcohol, weed, nicotine, and other substances to the homeless they're housing in hotels during coronavirus quarantine. We're supposed to defer and suffer while governments at every level are infusing our resources to have a good old time with homeless people.
The Dan Proft Show. Weeknights at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Planning for the future is important. Are you and your family protected? If you're not around to make the decisions, who will? Are your assets protected from probate and nursing home costs? The time to plan is now. Need a will, trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, estate plan. The goal of Connors and Sullivan's attorneys is always the protection of your rights and interests. They've been helping people like you and me plan their estates and protect their families for 40 years. Talk with Mike Connors in a free, comprehensive telephone consultation to see how he can help you protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. Have all your questions answered from the security of your home during these difficult times. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. Now is not the time to put it off. Call Connors and Sullivan today to schedule a free telephone consultation with Mike Connors himself. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Or visit ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Let's welcome Jeremy Camp.
Hope Comes Home with I Still Believe. You can download it now at WatchSalemMedia.com. From the creators of I Can Only Imagine comes the uplifting true life story of Christian music megastar Jeremy Camp.
I'm supposed to be with her. I can't explain it. I just know that.
Jeremy's hope and faith are put to the test when tragedy strikes.
You're going to be healed.
What if I'm not supposed to be healed?
Don't say that.
I Still Believe is an incredible story of musical stardom, the heights of love, the depths of loss, and the healing power of the human spirit. One love can change your life.
You chose willingly to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
Witness the true story of Christian music star Jeremy Camp and his journey of love and loss that looks to prove there is always hope. Starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Gary Sinise, and Shania Twain. Own I Still Believe on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital now from Lionsgate at WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It is 927. Oh, there it is, man. You know, my daddy was in the United States Army Air Corps. He was an Army guy, so I'm proud to bring to the airwaves Coach Jeff Munkin. He is the head football coach at the United States Military Academy. Hey, Coach Munkin, what a privilege to have you with us, sir. Welcome to the program.
It's my honor to be on here with you, so thanks for the opportunity.
It's great, man. We went up to an Army game. You know, we carry the Army game at WMCA, and we went up there in the fall. What a great experience. I can't imagine for you, Coach Munkin, to be there in the legendary on the field there at West Point. What is your feeling when all eyes are on you running the game? And you won, by the way. You won big when we went up there, and it was great to see. And God bless you for the great record that you have at West Point. But your feelings as you're in charge in you know, on the legendary field at West Point, sir.
It's a great place, and just to be on the West Point campus, it really is a place that every American should visit. There are state universities, and I know that people have allegiances to their hometown or home state teams, but really West Point is America's team, and we're really proud to represent our academy, the United States Army, and the American people in those uniforms and those colors that we wear. We really feel like we do represent something much, much bigger than ourselves and our own university. And to be able to coach at West Point, to be in a leadership position at what I think is the preeminent leadership institution in the world is really incredible. And to know that coaches like Red Blake and Vince Lombardi and Paul Dietzel and people like that coached on that field is really incredible. So we've had great players and amazing coaches and championship teams, three national championship teams, three Heisman Trophy winners play on that field. Really an incredible honor and a privilege.
And now, and the kids, like I'm old, coach. Like I said, the kids that play, man, you find these great. That's the best of America. So are they disciplined as they come right to you? I guess going to West Point, they must have discipline instilled in them already. Yes.
You know, it's you'd be surprised how much guidance even our young people need, particularly when they first get here. You know, Tucker Wall, who's on our staff, he's been here. I think he's going on his 19th season at West Point. He said, our guys are just like everybody else's. They're just more polite. And so they still need a guiding hand. You know, if they didn't need us, we wouldn't have to be here. So, but what's amazing is to see the transformation of the young men that we get and the leaders that they become when they graduate. But discipline is something that's instilled in them from the moment they arrive on campus, and certainly something that we try to instill in our program. I think it's very difficult to be successful without discipline, and that doesn't mean that other people have to discipline us. If we have self-discipline, then nobody else has to discipline us, and we have some very self-disciplined people on our campus, and we have some that sometimes need discipline instilled from others. But that's what this place is all about, and that's what the Army is. We need a disciplined organization that's always going to do it right, and everybody pulling in the same direction, and that's what the American people expect when our Army goes to work. So it's an incredible place. It really aligns with the values I have, and we're really enjoying the experience and the opportunity.
Are you a tough guy, Coach? You know, halftime, you tough guy. I don't know that about you, Coach Monken. Do you let it rip when you're inside that room, or are you kind of measured, sir?
Not all the time. Sometimes, sometimes they need it, and sometimes
I wouldn't mess with you, man. You look like you're in shape. I'm not going to mess with you, Coach. You know what I'm saying? So
I think our players would be a better. They'd be a better group to ask about that. I don't know if they'd say that I'm one to sit around the campfire and sing Kumbaya all the time, but I love our guys. I do. And loving them doesn't always mean that, you know, it's going to be hunky dory. Sometimes football is a tough sport, and the Army is a tough business, and you got to be tough. You got to be mentally tough. I don't know about being able to overcome adversity, being able to handle success. That's what we try to teach our people here, what I try to teach our guys in our program. So whatever we need to do to get that done, that's what we're going to try to do.
Yeah, we appreciate your time, Coach. You're doing a great job with the Black Knights. Really, really just an honor to have you with us. And I got to tell you, if you're listening, we're talking with Coach Jeff Monken of Army as we go into Armed Forces Day tomorrow. When we went up there, the station went up there to visit. I've never seen such enthusiasm. And I know the Secretary of the Army was there, and it was just such a celebratory feel. It made you so proud to be an American, man. That's what about the greatest country in the world. And I mean, I think of my dad all the time, Coach, you know, in the United States Army Air Corps back in the Second World War when the Air Force was still part of the United States Army. So you are making us proud. And tell us about Armed Forces Day. That is tomorrow, Coach, and your thoughts when we approach a day like that.
We're just so fortunate to live in this country and to have men and women who proudly serve and volunteer. What we've got to remember is that our armed forces is entirely voluntary. Every man and woman that's a part of our armed forces has taken the pledge and willingly said, I want to serve. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I love my country, and I want to honor the ideals and the values of this nation. And so I'm going to take that pledge to serve. And how fortunate we are to have men and women among us that are willing to do that, and many who will and have paid the ultimate price for our freedom, and yeah, how fortunate we are. We live in a great country, and I'm so very proud to represent those men and women that serve in the United States Army, and certainly, you know, I think any opportunity we have, we should honor our men and women who serve. And Armed Forces Day should be every single day of the year. We should take time and step out of our lane to thank those that serve every chance we have. So I'll just say my thanks to all those men and women that proudly serve here on our shores and around the world, and put themselves in harm's way so that we all can live the wonderful freedoms and enjoy the privileges that we have. So thanks to all those that serve.
Amen, Coach Monk. And hey, are you on schedule pretty much, even with all this going on with the pandemic, are you on schedule pretty much to play in the fall and everything?
We don't know what that's going to look like. So we're kind of waiting word, and you know what we're trying to do is win while we wait. So just continue to meet and to work out and to train and what we can do, what we can control, to control that and do a great job with our players and our staff and keeping them motivated and excited about the opportunities to come. I think we'll play football at some point this year. I don't know when it's going to be or what it's going to look like, but I'm optimistic that we're going to find a way to play, and hopefully that'll be the case. I'm excited about this season, that's for sure.
Coach, awesome having you with us, man. God bless. Much respect to you, sir, and thanks for all you're doing at the academy there with the Black Knights. And we'll hopefully see you up there soon enough, Coach.
Well, I hope you'll come back, and it's been my pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity, and to everybody, let's make sure we get out there and thank our veterans and those that serve on Armed Forces Day. And hey, Joe, thanks a lot for the opportunity. Beat Navy.
Yeah. Thank you, Coach. God bless you, sir, and Godspeed. Coach Jeff Monk, a great guy, head football coach at Army, doing a great job, as we celebrate Armed Forces Day. Well said, Coach. Amen. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Michael Goodwin will join us momentarily. Right now, Big Al standing by with the headline news at 9:36 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
65 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The stock market is open and is down about 1%, about 265 points in early trading. NASDAQ down 114 points. S&P 500 down 34 points right now in early trading. The market just opened 7 minutes ago. Mayor de Blasio professing ignorance about his health commissioner's rant about NYPD cops. Dr. Osiris Barbeau allegedly said she didn't care about the cops, using a profanity-laced phrase about rats, when Chief Terry Monahan requested 500,000 more masks back in March to protect officers from coronavirus. NYPD says it informed City Hall immediately about Dr. Barbeau's remarks, and she later apologized to Monahan. Police unions are demanding that the mayor fire Barbeau. More than 5,000 cops have become infected. The NYPD says there's been 41 deaths. Baseball leagues calling on Governor Murphy to let children play youth baseball that's been sidelined due to coronavirus. The New Jersey Baseball Coalition, which is made up of leagues, umpires, and baseball businesses, started an online petition. The petition promises children won't spit, give high fives, and maintain social distancing in the dugout, along with a number of other rules to help prevent coronavirus spread. It states baseball can be a key for physical and mental health and is needed now more than ever. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. We're going to take a ride to 18 southbound, getting right into Old Bridge Turnpike. Again, this is 18 southbound at Old Bridge Turnpike. An accident just being cleared. Also delays on 22 eastbound out through Hillside Ave and Hillside. That's some ongoing construction over there. Garden State Parkway southbound on the brakes down through 145 with that ongoing construction project as well. And the Deegan southbound heading down toward the Cross Bronx. Some ongoing road work there as well. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic this morning as you head to the outbound Lincoln Tunnel with some construction construction. Remember, alternate side parking rules, suspended metered parking rules in effect. The MTA Essential Subway Plan, that remains in effect as well. Bronx River Parkway northbound by the Sprain and Yonkers, some ongoing road work. Earlier problems on 684 completely cleared out of the way, getting down toward Katona. Sun this afternoon, high of 83, partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 78. And over on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 66. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe on the radio telling you about LaFreda Meat Purveyors. Pat LaFreda meets the best anywhere, over and above. You cannot touch meats by Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors. You know, they service over 1,600, yet 1,600 fine restaurants daily with flawless perfection. Top chefs demand nothing but the best. They count on Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors to supply the finest cuts of meat and poultry. The reputation and business is on the line. There's a great Italian-American success story right here. The LaFreda family. Love the LaFreda family. Great folks. And when I go to a restaurant, I'm telling you, and I'm not a meat guy, you know, but when I have a meat, it's got to be special. Once, twice a week, maybe once a week, I'll go out and I'll find out. Before I pick the restaurant, I find out where I want it to be a restaurant that is serviced by the LaFreda meat purveyor, because I know I'm going to get the best steak. I'm telling you, I can tell it. And now, this meat is so great, you could have it delivered to your home. That's what I'm so excited about. LaFreda serves the country's best chefs and restaurants, but now you can have the same cuts of beef, pork, poultry delivered directly to your home from this iconic meat purveyor operating since 1922. You know what? The meat is cut the night before, delivered the next day. It is not frozen. You can't even, I'm telling you something. I love you. I'm going to be honest with you. You can't compare the meat that is frozen that come with LaFreda meats. You're going to love LaFreda meats. Will you go to LaFreda.com? Please at least check it out. LaFreda.com. While you're quarantined, you want the best meat? Go to LaFreda.com. LaFreda. LaFreda.com.
Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey are committed to doing whatever it takes for youth, families, and communities. Kids need us now more than ever, and clubs have responded with innovative programs to meet their needs. But we need your help. When clubs reopen, they'll need to help kids get back on track to overcome learning loss and restore a sense of safety. Clubs will play a role in rebuilding communities and preparing youth for future success. Please support the Boys and Girls Clubs COVID-19 Relief Fund by going to bgcnj.org/relief.
Be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel this year. You're invited to the Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell this December. Join AM 970 The Answer for a 10-day all-inclusive expedition into Israel's fascinating history, dynamic diversity, and significant future. Experience Jerusalem, modern Tel Aviv, Masada, and so much more, all in the comfort of first-class accommodations. Register today for the Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
All right, tell you about Rhino Shield. I'm going to give you a number. I'm going to ask that you call Susan. That's all I'm asking, because, you know, you want your business, you want your home to look great. You got to call Susan at Rhino Shield. I know New York has that construction ban, but Susan has extended this great deal that I tell you about every day for you to consider. Susan will offer 15% off the final price for any job signed in the month of May, no matter when you want the job started. And Susan is offering no payments, no interest financing for 1 year. Now, Rhino Shield, you always ask, what is Rhino Shield? I'm telling you right now, right here on the radio, live on this Friday morning, Rhino Shield, it's a ceramic coating, seals your house or your business. It looks just like paint, has a 25-year guarantee. Now, I got to tell you, when I look at my house, I tell you this every morning, that's why I want you to call 877-744-6608. Because when I get great things that happen to me, I like to share them with you, because you're part of the family. So I look at my deck and I see the wood, and it was old wood and it looks so beat up. Susan and the team came out. They were so quick. best workers I've ever seen come from Rhino Shield. When I tell you meticulous, when I tell you hardworking, I didn't see them take one break. I'm telling you. And I was in my house in the safety of my own home. And the wood that looks so old, now it's got a beautiful texture to it. But it's clean and it's shiny and it's got the Rhino Shield on it. You got to call. I'm telling you, you're going to thank me. You're going to love this. And by the way, Susan is an independent business. She's a woman that built this business by herself. I respect Susan so much, and you're going to love her. She's a sweetheart, if I can tell you that. When you call her, it makes it very, very easy. And again, you don't even have to leave your house, okay? 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It's 9:44. Michael Goodwin is a chief political columnist for the New York Post. I said this earlier about Michael. When you read Michael, you go, yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking. God bless Michael Goodwin. I'm telling you, kind enough to join us. Michael, happy Friday. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you.
Well, I see you're all over the TV, man. I'm watching you all the time, and I go, and I keep telling Frankie Five Burrows, you know. I said, man, we got to get Michael on the air. So thank you for joining us this Friday morning, you know, because you were the first person to cover the nursing home scandal, and the governor finally rescinded his March 25th executive order to send COVID patients to nursing homes. It took long. And I don't like to accuse because it's a tough time, but boy, you were on top of this. Did the governor, if I may ask, Michael Goodwin, show any humility in this regard?
Absolutely none. He still insists that the order was correct, even though he reversed it. And my question then is, well, if it's working, as you say, why would you end it? You don't end successful things until they die on their own. So, look, I think this is one of the great black marks in Andrew Cuomo's long, long career. There's Joe. When you look at this, there is simply no argument for it, and there never was. We knew very early in this process that the coronavirus was especially lethal to older people, and especially older people with underlying health issues. That describes a nursing home. Everybody there is pretty much in that boat.
Yeah.
And to force them in late March 25th, and by the way, New Jersey did something quite similar a week later.
Yes, sir.
March 25th to say they have no choice. They must accept them when they're referred by a hospital. Now, the argument for it was, we have to empty the hospital beds. We need those beds for new patients. Okay, but the nursing home, don't forget, you've already banned family visits for the reason you don't want to bring the COVID-19 virus into the nursing homes. So why would you then, in the same breath or the next breath, demand and force the nursing homes to take COVID patients? And there was no discussion. This was sprung on them immediately. There was no consideration of this is a good nursing home, that's a bad nursing home, that one has no room to segregate patients and staff. There was none of that. It was just you all must take them. And look, we know now more than 5,000 New Yorkers died in nursing homes. I believe the final number is going to be much higher because I think the state is playing games with how it counts them. If a nursing home patient gets sick and dies in the hospital, the state, it looks like by the forms, is counting that as a death in the hospital. Okay, technically correct, but it doesn't tell you anything about how the person got the virus. And I think we're going to find that enormous numbers of people got the virus in New York nursing homes. Now, New Jersey, Governor Murphy did the same order as Governor Cuomo 6 days later on March 31st. There's one distinction in New Jersey. The Nursing Home Trade Association was able to give reasons why certain homes could say no, at least temporarily. In New York, there were no exceptions allowed.
Did they know this?
New Jersey still had huge problems.
I know, and the veterans, in Andover, our hearts are broken because they were calling Michael. And by the way, Michael, you know, I'm in a tough spot because I'm getting the Italians are being coming after me because if I say something about Governor Cuomo, then I got Tony Fauci on the other end, and everybody's going, Joe, what's with your Goomba friends? I'm getting killed by my Italians. I know, and I'm trying to be nice and be understanding, you know. So with due respect to Governor Cuomo, certainly to Tony Fauci, and even the Irish guy in Jersey, Governor Murphy. I said, but did they know? Did the healthcare professionals that advise the governors the way I think the president was misinformed by China, you know, early on? He didn't have the information, but you're telling me the governors knew that
They had to know. Yeah. I mean, in this case, ignorance would not be a defense because A, their health commissioners drew these orders up. So I'm not sure of the name. I think the woman in New Jersey, I think Frischelli or something to that. In New York, Howard Zucker, the doctor who is the health commissioner, they both had to know the impact on the nursing homes. So, and don't forget, this thing starts in the big outbreak in Washington State is much earlier.
Right.
We had Italy, had Spain, all of them had reports where the elderly were the most vulnerable. So why, after you know all that, would you make this decision? And I have to say, I think the governor behaved really dishonorably in not correcting this sooner, and when he did correct it, insisting it was a good idea. I mean, thousands and thousands of families have lost people as a result of this. Direct result, cause and effect, very clear. And for the governor, you know, I mean, I've gotten lots of letters from people saying, you know, on Mother's Day, the governor features his mother, his family. Well, his policy cost me my mother. They accuse him of being cruel, almost of rubbing salt in their wounds by parading his family around. They couldn't visit their families. They couldn't visit their dying mothers and fathers and uncles and aunts. Can you imagine that, not being able to visit them? They're dying. Some of these nursing homes wouldn't. They couldn't answer the phones. They were so busy. I mean,
Michael,
it's a true tragedy.
It is, and we always extend our invitation to Governor Cuomo to come on the show. Of course, you're kind enough to join us, Michael. The governor has not, so but he's welcome here. And Michael, we love you, man. We appreciate the great work that you're doing, and please come back when you can. I know how busy you are, and keep up the great work in the fight for the people of New York, my friend. God bless you, Michael, and thanks for joining us indeed.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Michael Goodwin, chief political columnist for the New York Post. 9:51, Debbie's on the roads right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. It's busy across Bronx West into the outbound GWB. You have upper and lower level construction going on until about 1:30 this afternoon. Lincoln Tunnel, the center tube, has some ongoing road work as well. Now, if you're heading to the Bronx River Parkway into Yonkers, getting up toward the Sprain, that's that long-term construction project to watch out for. And also, it's kind of busy on the Nassau Expressway eastbound into Lefferts Boulevard in Queens with a collision there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retiring or looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, Calamine & Company Real Estate are there for you. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and regularly are hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And perhaps most impressive about them is their 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Fridge had enough after the extra action in the house these last several weeks? Now you have an excuse to get the new one you've been wanting. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event, including an LG side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites. Get it fast by ordering at Lowe's.com or via our app. Best part? We're offering 12-month special financing and free delivery. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $2.99 or more. Subject to credit approval, exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Confused about Corona? Then listen to Pandemic 2020 for news and updates. Got a question? Submit it online at am970theanswer.com or call 877-970-2999 during the program and talk to the experts. It's Pandemic 2020, weekday mornings at 9 as part of the Joe Piscopo Show on am970 The Answer. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself.
Here's your AM970 weather answer forecast.
A shower in spots early this morning, otherwise breezy and very warm today with times of clouds and sunshine. The high up to 84, then a strong thunderstorm this evening. Otherwise clouds breaking tonight. Some of those storms can bring hail and damaging winds with a low of 64. Then turning out partly sunny and delightful tomorrow, the high 76. Some sun early on Sunday, then turning out cloudy with a shower possible late in the afternoon, high 66. I'm Isaac Longley on AM970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Boomer Naturals, boomernaturals.com. You got to check them out. This is a face covering that is spectacular. And you know what? I love it. It's so comfortable. It's so comfortable to put on your face. You don't even feel it. You could talk through it. Look, I got all my Boomer Naturals here. You got to go to boomernaturals.com and use the code Joe20. You get 20% off. Boomernaturals.com. You're going to love it. I'm telling you, you look everybody's got a face mask. Everybody's got a face mask here, a face mask there. No, all you got to do is go to boomernaturals.com and you use Joe20 as the code. You save yourself 20%. Plus, you get free shipping and handling when you spend $50 or more. Boomernaturals.com and the code is Joe20. And you save yourself 20%. You know what I love about the Boomer Natural face coverings is that it's made with three cloth layers infused with, you ready for this? Nano silver technology. It can reduce particles getting to your nose and your mouth. Many studies show how effective nanosilver technology is with face coverings. It's also very comfortable, easy to breathe. You can speak through it. And you know what's great? It's for adults, and they have sizes for children. And these face covers from Boomer Naturals can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Just as simple as that, all right? And Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. You get masks now for the entire family. Order today, please. BoomerNaturals.com. Use the code Joe20 at checkout. Save 20% and get free shipping and handling when you spend $50 or more. All right. BoomerNaturals.com. Code Joe20.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's a Joe on the radio. What a show. Mamma mia. Oof. I see the phone calls. Oof. Oof. Oy vey. You know what? If you go come back Monday, we'll take the phone calls and everything. I see a great cartoon here. It's a picture of President Trump and Attorney General Barr, and President Trump is whispering to him, "Hey, when we start the hangings, buy American rope, not that cheap stuff from China." It's going to be interesting to watch what's going on. Hey, Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks for a great show. It's a lot of work, Frank.
Thank you, Joe. I hope you get to enjoy the nice weather today and relax a little bit this weekend.
Yeah, well, I got the kids. I'm going to wear my Boomer Natural mask, face coverings, and we're going to do it. And Albert, you're doing good, too.
Stop
be careful
eating.
Out there.
Stop eating.
Yeah, my pop. No more Pop-Tarts.
No
right?
more.
No more Pop-Tarts.
Drink a beer.
No more. And take the feed bag off around.
That's
now.
Right.
Will you please? Hey, Debbie, we love you. We love you. Hey, so as we get through this, and we will get through this, and now they extend the stay home. And look, between you and I, you're going to do what you're going to do, and God bless you. And we're going to get through this. The politicians, I guess, are trying as hard as they can. And sometimes you and I just shake our heads. We can't figure out what they're doing, why they're doing it. But we're going to get through this. We, the people, always end up prevailing long after the politicians are gone. So God bless you. Godspeed. God bless you. God bless your family. Make it a great weekend, because you deserve it.